right. We have Mark on the line in Arizona. Hello, Mark.
Yes, Bob, thanks for taking my call. I have a unique situation that's going to be coming up later this year. I am marrying a young lady that when she was born 30-some years ago, her father set her up an investment, a dowry. Since then, he has passed away 25 years ago. Upon us getting married, I have been contacted by her father's attorney that this money will come available to her as her inheritance. And we're talking about a substantial amount of money. My question to you is, granted there's going to be inheritance fees and things like that coming out of it, how would you best invest a huge amount of money coming into a situation that would put both myself and her into critical mass immediately?
This is interesting, Mark. I have not heard of that kind of a condition that someone give me a ballpark number on the amount of money we're talking about here.
Almost $70 million.
$70 million. Well, that certainly is substantial. I've not heard of an arrangement where someone would, I don't travel in these circles, by the way, so that's why I haven't heard of it. Haven't heard of a situation where someone would be made whole on an inheritance for getting married. Is the condition getting married to be made whole on this or to have access to this?
Yes, it is. And from what I was explained to by her attorney was that her dad did not want her to have the use of the money until she herself was set in the direction that she was going to go with family and her relationship and that with her future husband, because I guess her father was afraid that some boyfriend would come along and she would spend this money before then and so on and so forth. And it was just something he was doing to protect not only the investment but also her from being wild with the money, you know, before she was responsible for it.
Yeah. So how old are you, Mark?
I am in my mid-50s.
Okay, so you're we'll say you're 55, and you said she was 37?
Yes.
So how did you guys meet?
Christian dating, and I have met her more than a few times.
You met her.
We've gotten serious in our relationship.
So the first time you met her was through an online dating service?
Yes, and this was 3 years ago, and she...
This was, I'm sorry, you broke up there. This was 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So you met her 3 years ago through an online dating service, and you've been courting for the past 3 years, and now you've decided to get married. And when you get married, she comes in. Basically, what you're telling me is she comes into $70 million. Okay, well, we wish you well. I needed to ask you, does your fiancé, does she work?
Yes, she does. And presently, she is taking a leave of absence
right
to take care of her mom, who has come down with cancer. So presently, okay. No, she is not working, only up through a leave of absence.
When did you find out about the $70
million? Through her father's attorney. He contacted me roughly about 3 months ago when we realized we were going to get serious in our relationship and just not say we were going to get married, but are actually going to get married.
Now, prior to the call from the counselor informing you of the $70 million or so dowry, prior to that, Are you saying that you had no idea that there was such a sum out there?
No, I had absolutely no idea. The only thing that I was told by my fiance was, and this was roughly about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, that there was something that she was going to tell me, but it wasn't going to be until she was certain we were serious in our relationship.
Right, and you... You were never tempted then at any point to find out what that might be, like maybe something like this?
Nope. I was not tempted whatsoever.
Good.
My relationship with her was based on what is now and not what might
sure.
be or anything
sure.
like that. So,
living in the moment. There you go. Well, now let me ask you this. Where did all this money come from?
Her father was an import-export person, and part of what he did was he put a big part of the money away into an investment when she was born, and it did something he wanted to do for his daughter upon her arrival to God's green earth, and it was something that he wanted to do that when she did get married, that not she or her future husband would ever have to worry about financial problems.
Sole beneficiary of the estate?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, that is an amazing story. I think what you need to do now, did the counselor give you some color on how this money is currently invested or managed or what?
Well, right now he has told me it is invested in natural resources, and the account has been sitting with an investment portfolio, and that's for the past 30 years. And he's actually given me access to that account, you know, so I could verify that it was. I know what everyone has told me. This sounds like too much like a scam. And he gave me the account, and he's even given me the contact number of the bank, and I have verified everything that I have been told by him that it does exist.
I don't see any reason to suggest it would be a scam because there's no motive for it to be a scam. You committed to marrying this person prior to your knowledge of these details. And therefore, there would be no motive to try to scam you to tell you that she's coming into $70 million when she walks down the aisle, because you've already committed to do it even without knowing any of this. So, no, I don't see a motive for a scam. This is Money Talk.